Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Ches, Dvarim Asurim B'Yom Tov L'Achanas Tzli. Things that are asur on Yom Tov in preparation for roasting. Ein Labnin Es Ha'avonim L'Tzlois O L'Fois Aleim M'nei She M'chasman. It is asur to heat up stones to use for roasting or baking because it hardens it, right? It seals it up and hardens it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Ha'avonim V'Achronim Kaslu. The nuscha amitis hu hara'afim. Okay, the achronim say the correct nusach is not avonim, but rather ra'afim, tiles, as opposed to stones. And those are hu levenim shemchasim b'hem hagad. Those are the types of bricks that they used to use on their roof, like as shingles. Aval avonim, but regular avonim mutil lelabim. But regular stones, you can go ahead and heat up. Again, we're talking now in Libun, the heating is a very serious heat, gets it red hot. And when it comes to Avonim, lo shayach behen chisum, hardening is not shayach by stones, by rocks. It's only by things that are like bricks that are man-made. Those are the items that will harden. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael today, and we have gongs that are made out of rafim. Again, it doesn't look like bricks per se, but it's not something you can go and get a natural rafim from the woods and put it up on your ceiling. These are man-made, and they will, when heated up to the point of libun, will harden. And therefore, you cannot go ahead and do that. Look at Sifkat and Beis. Why? B'nei shemechasman, peirush shebelibun zeh heim mischaskim. Heating them like this in libun will harden them. And v'havelei kimetzakei mana. It's like you are making a kli. Okay, so that's that. Now remember, we saw in Tavkuf Zayin that actually doing this for a new oven for the first time, the Shulchan Aruch said it was okay. The only problem was afterwards when you cooled it off. He pointed out that the later ovens, post-Chazal, the ones, again, not the metal ones, would, according to some post-Gim, actually suffer from this as well. Because the newer ovens, made out of levenim and things like that. So back to the Mishnah Berurah. U'midilo chilek ha-mechaber bein yishonim l'chadashim, bein old rafim and new ones. Shema mina the sphere lay dafid will be yishanim aser. It's clear that even ones that are not brand new are going to be aser to do this with. Nay shevisha shemelamnan mischazek yoser. He says because when you go ahead and do libun, it strengthens it. The yesh mina poskim she sphere lehu the dafke bechadoshim. However, there are poskim that say this is specifically with new ones. She tzrichin lechizuk aser aval lo be yishanim. It's only by new ones that need to be hardened and not the old ones. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein shovrin es acheres, ve'ein chaytzchin es haniyar letzlos aleihem. And also, it's usher to break cheres, earthenware, or to cut paper to use for roasting. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein shovrin, shekeshet soilin dagim al ha'askala, when roasting fish on a grill, shovrin cheres, what people break earthenware, cheres, or cut paper, v'shovrin oisei b'mayim, and what they do then is they soak it in water, v'sodrin al gabei askala shelo yisraf adag, and they place it on the grill so that the fish does not burn. V'yom tov, once again, aser mishum tikun mana, and that's the yisr. Now, this isser of actually going ahead and making this type of kli for one use of going ahead and cutting the paper seems to be that it's a tikkun mana. Now, whether it's deraisa or derabanan is discussed in whether it's nirekim misakein or mamish misakein, because it's not mamish making a kli gamur, but what it seems to be clear is that a tikkun seems like tikkun. It's not done for make a kli for a long term, but just for a one time use, like this chituch of niyar is going to be asa. Now, what should be pointed out is that Shlomo Zalman in Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchosa, he actually questions this psak from another. From another psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins that when the leg of a couch comes out, it is permitted to put it back into its place if it is normally in place loosely. So there's no concern that when putting it back in place, he will attach it firmly. Right? In that case as well, one makes a temporary repair to render an object functional. But since the repair is temporary, it is permitted. So why then in the case of tearing paper is making a temporary, you know, kli, usher. So he answers that in the case of the couch, the leg was already attached. Returning it in place in a temporary manner is not considered a true repair. In contrast, when one tears a piece of paper to size, right, he cuts it to size for use when roasting fish, he has made something usable that did not previously exist, and it is usher. And based on this, he writes that it's usher to set a mechanical alarm. You hear this? A mechanical alarm clock to go off on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Although it will be used only once, nevertheless, the act of setting it when it was off is considered an act of making something that did not previously exist and is thus usser. So we continue weiter here. So again, this all comes out of this halacha here of not, okay, breaking the cheres or the cutting the paper in order to roast on it properly in order to be able to roast things. Again, the idea was that you would add, you'd go ahead and soak them in water before placing the fish on the grill, so that the fish doesn't burn. We now move right there. The ein poitzin es he kana la soso kimo shbud lutzlosbo. So he says here, it's usher to split a reed to make it into a spit to use for roasting, right? These spits or skewers that you can go ahead and, like, again, split the reed and use it like a skewer, like a spit, to go ahead and put the food, the shish kebab on the barbecue, on the grill. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katam Dalid, Es Hakana La Soisai. So it says, V'hu Adin Dein Poitzin Asher L'Chatzoyin, L'Sito Tachas Hadag Ala Askala, V'chol Midi De'Avad L'Shtamish Bo Havi Tikun Kli. It's also usher to split it into two and place it under the fish on the grill, because that also would be, okay, in the category of tikkun mana, creating some type of kli that is being used, okay, to serve a function, which is, again, these, you know, the shayla, this is makeh b'padash d'oraisa, makeh b'padash d'rabbanan. Again, that's for Ian Shear, whether it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan. For our purposes, this is definitely within the world of tikkun kli. We move right there, Sif Beis, Potzim Egozim Bematlis, Velo Chayshinon Shema Tikra. He says it's mutter to crack nuts in a cloth without concern for tearing the cloth. What's the issue? So he says, Vafilu Tikara Lo Echbasla, even if it's torn, we don't really care. De'eno Chayiv Ela Bekareya Almanas Litvor. Because you're only Chayiv for tearing in order to repair, that's on the Raisa level, the gam hu davar she'eino miskabe. And also, this is something where he has no kavana, it's not going to for sure tear, and therefore he does not have to worry about it. And the truth is, this is true not only on Shabbos, but if you go back to not only on Yom Tov, but if you go back to Siman Shin Mems, Sifkatan Memhei, we saw that would be permissible as well. That would be permissible as well on Shabbos.